KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have here in the Nishna Valley mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees your temperature. We look for a high around 45 today with partly cloudy to cloudy skies. Some areas of fog and drizzle possible here this morning. Also, the Weather Service warning there could be some slick roadways out there this morning with some frost-covered roadways and some freezing fog for a brief period with the warm and humid air surging into the area and then ground temperature still being cold in some areas. That could lead to those slick conditions, and you might run into some heavy fog in a few locations as well, so take some extra time if you're traveling here this morning. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in state and local news here on KJAN here on this Groundhog Day. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports a woman was arrested on assault and other charges on Thursday evening. Deputies with the Fremont County K-9 unit responded to a residence in Bartlett at around 6:30 p.m. for a report of a domestic assault in progress. Upon arrival, deputies made contact with 28-year-old Danae McConaughey of Henderson. The woman attempted to flee on foot and began fighting with the responding deputy. McConaughey was taken into custody after a brief struggle without injury. She was placed under arrest for domestic assault, obstructing 911 communications, and interference with official acts resulting in bodily injury. McConaughey was also found to have an active nationwide felony warrant for her arrest out of Scott County, Iowa. She was being held at the Fremont County Jail on $11,600 bond. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a Creston man on Friday afternoon. At 2 p.m., deputies conducted a traffic stop on Highway 148, mile marker 32. After investigation, they arrested 21-year-old Luke Robert Stugard of Creston on charges of possession with intent to deliver marijuana, second offense, possession of paraphernalia, and failure to provide security, no insurance. He was taken to the Adams County Jail and held on $5,900 cash bond. Officials with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce said on Friday that it has been brought to our attention that there is a business sending invoices requesting a payment for a community guide they are putting together. The business name is Media Print Solutions, and this is a scam. The chamber stresses the only community guide being printed in the Atlantic area is the Atlantic Area Community Guide the chamber puts together. If you have received an invoice or receive one in the future, please ignore it. An example of that invoice is shown under a link on this same story on our news page at KJN.com. And officials with the Cass County Health System hosted U.S. Representative Sidney Axne on Friday. Representative Axne toured CCHS and saw a number of departments, including inpatient, obstetrics, behavioral health, and rehabilitation services. The CCHS administrative team then met with Representative Axne to talk about the challenges facing rural hospitals. And officials with CCHS say they are proudly supporting the Atlantic High School's Coaches vs. Cancer Pink Out basketball games on Monday. For every point the Trojan varsity team score on Monday, CCHS will donate $2 to the American Cancer Society. The first 500 fans in attendance will receive a free pink hand sanitizer, and CCHS employees will be tossing out a limited number of free pink t-shirts during the halftime of both games. AHS Fuel is coordinating the Coaches vs. Cancer event, and their goal is to surpass the $2,600 donation of last year with a $3,000 donation this year. Fans and supporters are encouraged to come to the game in pink and be prepared to donate to the ACS. The ACS will have staff at the game sharing information and statistics about cancer in Iowa and Cass County. The Atlantic Trojans varsity girls game will start at 6. The boys will follow at about 7:30. Both games will be held at the Atlantic High School gym. Come out and support that effort. And we'll have those games for you on the radio on Monday night as well. A new survey report is forecasting solid economic growth over the next 3 to 6 months for 9 Midwestern and Plains states. Friday's report says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index rose 56 points last month from 55.2 in December. And the survey results are compiled into a collection of indexes ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests growth. The survey covers Arkansas, Iowa, Kansas, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and South Dakota. An Eastern Iowa man faces attempted murder charge and other charges after police say he fired a gun at his neighbor's house. Station KCRG reports that 61-year-old Randolph Allen High of Stanwood was arrested after the Sunday morning incident. Investigators say High's neighbor was outside when he heard more than a dozen gunshots. Police say the victim initially thought High was shooting at raccoons, but later discovered several bullet holes in his vehicle, camper, and home. The last of several people charged in the starvation death of a 16-year-old Iowa girl has been sentenced to prison. KCCI reports that Josie Boozman was sentenced Friday to up to 14 years after she pled guilty to neglect and two child endangerment counts in the death of Sabrina Ray. Boozman lived in the home with the teen and was there when the teen died in May of 2017. Sabrina weighed just 56 pounds at the time of her death. Ancient, unusual, and a tongue twister, just a few of the words Iowa lawmakers are using to describe prehistoric weapon that's made its way onto the pages of proposed legislation. And Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson has this report.
A three-member panel of senators took up a bill this week that would let people use what's essentially a spear thrower to hunt deer in Iowa. The name of this weapon is a little weird. Pronouncing it properly is a challenge.
No, we don't seem to have an agreement on that.
That is Senator Tom Shipley. He admits there was a good bit of laughter as senators in a subcommittee took a shot at it.
Everybody seems to know what we're talking about when we mumble through it.
It is called an atlatl. Shipley's sponsoring a bill to make the atlatl a legal hunting weapon for deer here. It is already legal in Missouri, Nebraska, and Alabama to hunt deer with an atlatl. I'm O.K. Henderson.
And atlatls have long been legal to use in Alaska for spearing fish and big game animals as well. A March trial has been scheduled for a South Central Iowa man accused of killing his mother. Marion County District Court records say a judge on Tuesday ordered the trial of 46-year-old Jason Carter to start on March 4th in Pottawatomie County. The change of venue had been granted because of pretrial publicity. In December 2017, Carter was charged with first-degree murder, accused of fatally shooting 68-year-old Shirley Carter in June of 2015 in the kitchen of her rural Knoxville home. The charges were filed 2 days after a jury found him civilly liable and ordered him to pay $10 million to his mother's estate. Bill Carter had sued his son for wrongful death. The elder man and his son was financially strapped and killed Shirley Carter to gain access to his parents' $10 million in assets. Jason Carter has denied that. A Dubuque woman tied to two drug overdose deaths has been in prison. Federal court records say 25-year-old Brianna Martin was sentenced last week to 27 months. She'd pled guilty in U.S. District Court in Cedar Rapids to distribution of heroin. She must serve 3 years of supervised release after she leaves prison and pay $12,500 in restitution. The records say Martin helped one person who died buy heroin and sold prescribed methadone to other people, including one who died from an overdose. And it is Groundhog Day, and members of Punxsutawney Phil's inner circle revealed that spring is coming early. Handlers for Pennsylvania's most famous prognosticating groundhog say he didn't see his shadow when the sun rose Saturday. The festivities have their origin in a German legend that says if a furry rodent casts a shadow on February 2nd, winter continues. If not, spring comes early. In reality, Phil's prediction is decided ahead of time by the group's Gobbler's Knob, a tiny hill just outside of Punxsutawney. That's about 65 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. And it's only the 19th time in over 100 years of predictions that he said an early spring is on the way. Taking a look now at your funeral announcements here this morning. Donald Jorgensen, age 91, of Anita, died Sunday at Caring Acres in Anita. Funeral services for Donald Jorgensen will be held today at 10 a.m. at Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. Elnora Nori G. Fett, age 98, of Audubon, died January 23rd at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Elnora Nori Fett will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. Maxine Mary Schweery, age 85, of Panama, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Maxine Schweery will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Catherine Ackerman, age 80, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Mass of Christian Burial for Catherine Ackerman will be held Monday at 2 p.m. at Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has the arrangements. Leroy Meyer Peterson, age 92, of Winchester, Kentucky, died Monday at the Richmond Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Graveside services for Leroy Meyer Peterson will be held on Tuesday at 2:30 p.m. at the Harlan Cemetery. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Marlene Wiley, age 74, of Mesa, Arizona, formerly of the Macedonia area, died January 16th in Mesa. A memorial graveside service for Marlene Wiley will be held at a later date. Recon Funeral Home in Griswold is assisting the family with arrangements. And Grace Lindemann Rathkamp, age 94, of Kansas City, Missouri, formerly of Griswold, died Friday at the Addington Place in Kansas City, Missouri. Funeral services for Grace Rathkamp are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.